Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm. Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
In the sacred canon of the Bible's Old Testament, the book of Esther stands out because never once is your name mentioned, our God. Yet the bravery and single-mindedness of this dear woman was such that her piety and trust in you was so evident that her people were saved from annihilation by an evil civil servant. We are aware, our God, that we are best known by who we are, particularly when such makes others feel that we are trustworthy because of how the faith that we have in you influences how we relate to them. A hymn in our hymn book is like Esther. It never mentions your name, but it's obvious that you are the underlying influence. Hear one of the verses. As I travel through the bad and good, keep me traveling the way I should. Where I see no way to go, you'll be telling me the way I know. And it's from the old I travel to the new. Keep me traveling along with you. May the following poem entitled Your Own Version speak volumes to us as we think about the quality and influence of our lives. You are writing a chapter of the gospel each day by deeds that you do and words that you say. Men read what you write, whether false or true. Say, what is the gospel according to you? We pray for clarity as we observe the mirrors of our lives. Help us, dear God, to examine our image in light of the music we are going to hear this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
And will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the thank you.
everlasting eyes.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
I've said you were my shepherd. I've told you were my all. And if by chance I'd stumble, you would break my fall. But these were merely words I spoke when others were until I saw what you would do when I was down. Jesus, you're everything to me. For you have provided all my glory in your kingdom. Oh Lord, how can this be, that you would take the time to be every breath to me. Jesus, you're everything to me. Jesus, you're everything, my Jesus, you're everything to me.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rock and a treacherous shoal. Chart and compass come from thee, Jesus, Savior, pilot me. As a mother stills her child, thou canst hush the ocean wild. Boisterous waves obey thy will when thou sayest to them, be still. Wondrous sovereign of the sea, Jesus, Savior, pilot me. When at last I near the shore and the fearful breakers roar, 'twixt me and the peaceful rest, then while leaning on thy breast, may I hear thee say to me, fear not, I will pilot
my song through endless ages, Jesus. led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
You may ask me how I know my Lord. I say, and doubt the way I feel.
The way I feel.
But I know He's real today. He'll always be.
He'll always be.
I can feel His hand in mine, and that's enough. I will never walk alone. He holds my hand.
He holds my hand.
He will guide each step I take. And if I fall, I know He'll understand.
Till the day He tells me why He loves me so.
He loves me so.
I can feel His hand in mine. That's all I need to know. I will never walk.
He holds my hand.
understand
till the day he tells me why he loves me so.
He loves me so.
I can feel his hand in mine. That's all I need to know. I can feel his hand in mine. That's all I need to know.
I can feel his hand in mine. That's all.
Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
When I was a boy, my Lord, I could see the Statue of Liberty from our back porch. During the Second World War, her lamps were put out so as not to be a beacon for potential enemy bombers. My mother had explained to me once that the Lady of Liberty held her light high that anyone wanting to come to the United States of America from anywhere in the world would see her light of welcome. Our children learned a song in Sunday school called Jesus Makes Us Shine, and they were taught that each of us, in our own small way, were like little small corners, lights welcoming all through their lives, anyone wishing to know your love. Heavenly Father, we appreciate this and the open welcome to all to enter your kingdom. Matthew wrote of how Jesus told his disciples that they were to shine as lights in the world, saying that they were to let their shine light so shine before men that all might see the good that you do and glorify your Father which is in heaven. As Booker T. Washington said many years ago, there is no power on earth that can neutralize the influence of a high, pure, simple, and useful life. The music we just enjoyed was written for that purpose, our loving God, and our prayer is that we all feel led to follow your leading away from self-righteousness toward a humble life of benefiting others in your name. Praise be to you, our God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.